Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, early break. Bill Bush out today and is in Utah for the Ring of Honor celebration for Alex Smith. He'll be at midfield with Alex tonight for the game at some point.
Ring of Honor. Game. Alex Smith, Schaefer. Schaefer's with us quick. We'll give him a big introduction in a second. The Ring of Honor. Alex Smith is the first one to go into Utah's Ring of Honor.
And Bill's going to be there for
it. Mike Schaefer joins us. Give him the proper introduction.
Second. Hour 2 is sponsored by friends at Midwest Bank, member FDIC, location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. But when Schaefer's here, this hour is sponsored by our friend Ben Spurk at Farm Bureau Financial Services. Please call Ben at 402-217-9945 for all your insurance needs. Schaefer, great to see you. Good morning. I'm sorry we don't have a steak for you this morning. No steak today.
It's all right. I made steak last night. I used the seasoning that we got from our friends over at Roman Steakhouse, and it was quite tasty. I made it on the Blackstone. First time I've done a steak on the Blackstone.
I got a picture about it. Yeah,
he sent me
a picture.
Sent a picture.
I gave you the prep picture. I didn't send you the after.
You young guys and your photos of food. John Benton. You used John Benton's?
Yeah, I used the garlic seasoning that he gave us. It was good. It was good. I highly recommend it. Get it on your steak.
It has his face on the front of it, too.
Yeah, I love that label. That label's pretty great. I don't know how great the picture is of his face, like the drawing. I don't know that that's how I envision him.
Yeah.
But it's hilarious on the label.
It's so great to have. It's just super cool for that guy to have his face on the label.
I want to be on a seasoning. If someone's making a seasoning and they want some random red-bearded fat guy on their seasoning, because I just scream the kind of guy who barbecues and grills and griddles. I would like to be
griddles
on a seasoning.
And griddles. I like griddles. That. Yeah. That's the little tagline there.
All right. We're going to talk about football.
By the way, if you have questions for Mike Schaefer, please call or text 402-464-5685.
I want to say real quickly. Yeah, I'm in Bill Bush's seat. I don't like it. I didn't get permission from him for it.
Well, you'll be here next week, though.
So if he's upset, it's Jake's fault. I want that on the record.
Yeah, I'll take the L there.
Schaefer, you go back 10 years with this station. You've earned that. You're fine.
You'll be right here next week, Schaefer, right by me again. But it's more space.
Right here, little fellow.
Right over here. There's space here. There's space. Well,
right here, little fellow. Benito's with us. We got Benito us today, too. We've renamed him Benito.
Oh.
Yes, which in Spanish means little Ben.
But I will still call him young Ben because that's how I like to call him. By the way, there are three Columbus people here and one Beatrice person.
Yeah, look at
that. Outnumbered heavily right now. Three
Columbus,
to one.
Columbus, a mecca of media. We always say that.
Yeah, how about that? How about that, Jake? Three Columbus guys with you.
Well, I'm repping for Beatrice, so
yeah.
Go let me say real quickly, Ben Spurk, who is sponsoring the Mike Schaefer Hour, one of his all-time favorite Shut Up Sipples is when you were given Spanish words and then had to guess what they were in English.
I don't remember this, but
and one of them was like flan.
Yeah.
Which I'm pretty sure it's bread.
Yeah, something like a pan or something like that.
Yeah. And you were just, I don't know, like spaghetti and meatballs was your answer.
You
couldn't have been further in left field. And to this day, I'll still randomly get a text from Ben. Hey, remember when Sipple thought that, you know.
Flan.
Yeah. I can't remember what exactly it was.
Yeah,
we should see if we can find that in the archive.
We'll try to find that.
Schaefer, let's start with Colorado.
Okay. Yeah, tonight, Nebraska.
They play UTEP.
No, Colorado.
Oh, okay.
Nebraska's second opponent of the season tonight is the Colorado Buffaloes.
Yeah.
They play tonight against North Dakota State in Boulder. They're a 9.5-point favorite tonight in Boulder. You know, we were saying that there's this game could go comes different directions. It could be a blowout by Colorado. It could be a tight game won by either team. What do you see happening tonight, and how much do we learn about next week from tonight?
Well, I think you're going to learn a lot because you'll get a good view of what Colorado's trenches are able to do, because that's how North Dakota State plays football. They are going to try to choke the life out of Colorado just with the power running game. I mean, you could see some Cole Payton, if you remember him from Westside.
Yes.
He's, I think, the backup quarterback still, but they utilize him a lot in terms of running. They like to get him in, just play smash mouth football with your quarterback running from end to end. And they're going to just go after Colorado's defensive line. I mean, they're going to
slow the game.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to choke the life out of the clock. They're going to make every possession matter. They're going to try to play as stout as defense as they can. And it's different for North Dakota State, too, because remember, they have a new coach.
Yes.
Their head coach left to go be USC's linebacker.
I'm going
to
say his name is Tim Polasek. I'll look it up while you're talking.
No, you're correct. Tim yeah, you got it.
Nobody knows. No, we don't know what Jake's doing over there. This is
I'm sending
normally I have a better media, vantage point. Yeah. But.
He's doing social media reports.
Yes. Okay.
Okay,
but, yeah, so North Dakota State is they're just going to go right at them. They're going to try to slow this down, play it their style. They've beaten teams in the Power Four level before. They have a win over Iowa, I believe, and several others.
The last time North Dakota State played a FBS team, it was in 2022, and they only lost by 3 to Arizona.
Yeah,
that was their last time.
So they're a tough matchup. Like, if you know, if you're Deion, I don't know why you allowed this to stay on the schedule for a guy who has as much autonomy as he does over there. Why in the world you would want this game? Now, maybe he views it as we need this to figure out if we're tough or not. Because that's the other thing for Colorado. If you're getting up for this game, and it's very much a man versus man type of game, because you have to win up front if you're going to win this game. That is probably how they're going to approach it psychologically.
All right, I want to back up a little bit and just ask you a bigger picture question. What is your level of interest on a scale of 1 to 10 in this game?
Probably like a 10. I want to get high.
Oh, it's high.
I mean, I'm planning on watching this tonight.
Whoa. I already
have friends. We're meeting at the bar, and we're going to be watching this game.
Let's go, Dave. Let's my go. Man.
10. Do you think the average Nebraska fan feels that way?
I think a lot of people from Nebraska or Nebraska fans will watch this game because they want to see what Colorado looks like. They want to see how Colorado handles
100.
North Dakota State. And I think partially because of the proximity of Nebraska to North Dakota State, the amount of Nebraska high school players that have gone up there and won titles with Craig Bohl and the coaches subsequently after, I just think there's a lot of intrigue just because you know that they've beaten Iowa. They've beaten teams like this in the past. So you have a Colorado team that's not built to play this type of game.
Right.
It's a matchup. You know, that's what makes it fun. Uh-huh. It's two very differing styles. And on the other end of it, how is North Dakota State going to slow down Travis Hunter and Shador Sanders? Why I think Colorado ultimately is going to win.
Jake
this game.
Has a question. Sip pointed out, though, that in the first hour that Colorado has a pretty good pass rush.
Colorado they has some edge guys.
Their D-line's not bad.
Colorado has some scary edge guys.
But that only matters if you can get them to 3rd and 6.
True.
Because North Dakota State's running on you until they don't have to.
They will average 5 yards a carry in this game, I bet, North Dakota State.
They don't want to
pass. And why would you go away from that if you're them? Lead the clock.
Exactly.
The clock.
Exactly. You know what's interesting too about this game, Schaefer? I know I keep zooming out, and you guys keep zooming in. I keep zooming out. You keep zooming in. I'm going to zoom out again. What's interesting to me is that Colorado's trying this approach to college football that defies convention, while North Dakota State is very conventional. They build a program in a very, like, what I would say, a way that is appealing to us as Nebraska people. That they recruit hard-nosed guys. They bring them up through the system. There's a lot of stability. They have their own way of doing
things. They have a very proud history and program.
Yeah, there, for sure. Meanwhile, Colorado just seems sort of fly by night. You know, I mean, it's just like, okay, maybe Deion will be here next year, maybe not. But he brought in all these new guys, and let's see what it looks like. It's so much different in that regard that I almost kind of root for convention.
Interesting.
Yeah, I just root for convention. Like, I want to see college football the way North Dakota State does it, not the way Deion does it.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that in general principle, because I think the way that he's gone about building a roster is abhorrent. I hate it.
Wow.
I think it's terrible.
I didn't expect farther that than I would go. Morning.
Really? Why do you say that?
Because I think he doesn't treat people like people. I mean, we have hundreds of stories at this point of guys that were on the roster that get cut that he doesn't even talk to. He's so adverse to confrontation, except when it comes from the fact that he can sit in a press conference and belittle everyone. But when he has to have a face-to-face conversation with a guy who played 3 years at Colorado, but he doesn't want him, he can't have it. He's got to make someone else do it. Whew. He fires an offensive coordinator because the offensive coordinator is getting too much buzz and it's taking away from him and his son. I mean, there's a lot that's going on at Colorado that I think is bad for college football.
Okay.
I am not someone who, like, I'm not going to say that I'm rooting for North Dakota State, because ultimately I don't care in that sense. But the way that Deion has built a program, I don't want it to be successful, because I don't want copycats of that. And I don't think anyone can is doing.
No.
Because I think it's bad. Right. I mean, when there was a whole schism last year about Matt Rhule saying something about he cares about the guys they have on their roster, not the ones in the portal, and people tried to construe that as Rhule versus Sanders, even if it had nothing to do with Colorado, the approach that I generally want out of college football is the developmental, the guys are there for 3 to 4. Ty Robinson.
The Rhule approach.
I want Ty Robinson. Right. I want Bryce Benhart. I want guys that have been there. John Bullock. I want the guys that have put in, you know, Jamari Butler. The guys that have put in the time, have worked their way through it, have stuck around when they've had other opportunities, and then get to experience the benefits on the
Tommy
other side.
Tommy Hill, Gifford. You can name a lot of guys.
And Tommy Hill's a great example of when the transfer portal works. You know, that was a guy who went to Arizona State in a weird situation during COVID. He liked Nebraska the entire time, decides to transfer, gets here. It doesn't work out great, but he keeps putting in the work. The coaches keep buying into him and pushing him and pushing him. And now we could be talking about maybe the most talented corner Nebraska's had since Prince Amukamara.
Right. Now back to the discussion about North Dakota State. See, Nebraska is conventional the way Rhule does it. Yeah. He's doing it in a very conventional way. And it's why I mean...
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
I mean, I kind of, in our shoes, you can't really say
this. I think it's conventional, but he dabbles when he needs to dabble. Well, he went and got Jamal Banks because they needed Jamal Banks.
Sure, you have to do
that.
Yeah,
that's the, you know, you can't just be one or the other.
No.
You
can be both.
You have to be both, but it's the degree of separation.
Yeah, Dabble doesn't believe you have to be both, I don't think. But I think that.
We'll see how that goes for him, too.
Right. No, but anyway, this game. Schaefer said it's a 10 in terms of level of interest. Well, and I'd say
it's also the very beginning of the season. Right. If this game was played in week 7, am I paying attention?
Because
Nebraska's not playing on the next week.
Let's not forget, Nebraska played this game last year. They were the Thursday night game at Minnesota. That was a bad night. Nebraska should have won the game. They blew it, but we played a Thursday night game last year, and it was a rough start. So, you know, we'll see what happens with Colorado. Sure. Tonight, also, Minnesota, for the second straight year, plays Thursday night football opening up against North Carolina this
Schaefer,
evening.
We have a Big Ten doubleheader tonight. Were you aware of that? Were you aware of that?
Yeah. Howard?
I was not aware.
This is why I'm going to the bar. This is I'm leaving. The kid is going to bed.
At 5?
My wife is getting back
the
from
first
a
con- kid's no, at no, 5.
No. I'm not going to get to the bar until 8, so there will be games on before.
Okay. At 5?
I would.
Early bedtime for Hudson.
If Hudson wanted to take an early nap, wake up, have a feeding, and then go back to sleep,
Hudson,
this would be a great day for
him. Okay, so you're going to the bar at 8.
Yes.
The game will be an hour in, but there'll be 3 hours to go, so you'll be fine.
And the great thing about college football right now is about a four-hour average for a game.
True.
Right.
Okay, we got some questions about Nebraska coming in for Schaefer. I asked 464-5685. People are saying, Schaefer, what do you know about the new tight end, Mac Markway, via LSU? He commits to Nebraska, Monday or Tuesday?
Yeah.
How'd this come to be, and what's his eligibility looking like?
Is he eligible this year?
Well, so that's kind of the million-dollar question, and Rule will obviously answer that today, or we hope he can answer that today. I think they're still trying to figure it out, too. I reached out to people that I know at the NCAA, and they were trying to this is not a usual situation. I mean, Mac Markway left. Mm-hmm. I think on August 3rd.
Okay.
And
during camp.
Said he was entering the portal. I don't believe he ever actually entered the portal because the portal isn't open.
Right.
So then how does that, you know, impact his eligibility? I was told there's avenues where he could be eligible, but he would have to have been a non-recruited athlete that just shows up at Nebraska's campus.
Non-recruited is the key.
And so they never held him for an official visit. They never had him on campus in that capacity. I don't know if he ever took an unofficial visit. His first offer, at least according to 24/7, was Nebraska at one point in 2020, I believe. Okay. So there's a history there, but it wasn't with the staff. Mm-hmm. So there is a possibility that he could be eligible. The way
that I sort of
view it is that it's unlikely that he will be. Either way, he's likely headed for a redshirt season. Either way, he's likely going to be on your scout team and really involved in that capacity. And on top of all of that, it sure feels like Nebraska picked up a pretty nice inline blocking tight end to complement Carter Nelson in the future. Wow. That's how I sort of view it. And I talked with our LSU guy at 24/7. Mac, there's conversation that he was going to lose playing time, which is true. But at least at the start of the season, he was still going to probably be the number two tight end. Jeez. Because of the way that he was going to be utilized is more as a blocker. The receiving parts of his game need to be elevated. They've signed three freshmen the year that he came in. He was the most ready to play, and so that's why he played last year. But they didn't throw the ball to him a lot. He's going to get better as a route runner, as a pass catcher. But he is the most physically ready in-line blocking tight end on their roster, according to our LSU. Wow. Or was.
On LSU's. Yeah. So it kind of be like a Lindenmeyer.
Kind of like a Lindenmeyer. I sort of wonder, ultimately, if he isn't more like a Jack Stoll. Okay. Stoll is kind of who I go to when I think of his recent blocking inline. I mean, Nebraska tried to get him the ball in space. He was never particularly explosive. Mm-hmm. But look, he's had a nice NFL career. Yeah. I mean, he just got cut by the Giants.
Well, if he's as good as Stoll, that would be great.
Yeah, I mean, that'd huge. Be great. I mean, and
Stoll was good.
The thing that I would tell people to look at is that Nebraska wants to marry having that tight end on the field at the same time as having a Carter Nelson. Because then that if you can bring up both of those guys, Carter Nelson as a blocker down the road mm-hmm. and Mac Markway as a wide receiver.
You're cooking.
You've got two tight ends that are really tough to defend, and they're both physically gifted.
Oh, you're cooking. Okay. Give him another question.
Personal question for me. This was from the rundown. I didn't get to this yet, but we've had some problems the last couple of years, Schaefer, with the kicking game at Nebraska. Now, we know there's potential coming back from injury from Mel Vonnell. John Hull has not kicked at Nebraska ever. The question I have is, can the kicking game ever earn the full trust of the fan base back at Nebraska this season?
I mean, wrote about it before I got here this morning.
Wow. Did you really?
How about
the three things that can derail the season, and the kicking game is on that list.
Of the three things.
Hold on. I mean, that's the one right I put there. First.
Whoa. Okay. Interesting. It could.
I mean, they don't. If Tristan Alvano, let's say Tristan Alvano is not available or starts off the season poorly, do you have any confidence in John Hull, who has never kicked at the college level? It's his last kick, three field goals in 2022, which I would remind you was the same season where Tristan Alvano lit the world on fire as a high school kicker.
There's things that come to mind, and these discussions are always really interesting to me because I think you have to project your mind to a game in the fall they're all meaningful and to meaningful kicks. And is he ready for that? I mean, I don't want to sound like a broken record. Jake has heard this before, but like if you went over there today and watched John Hull, you'd say, oh, that looks really good. Ball explodes off his foot. Yeah. Well, yeah, because he's a Division I kicker and it should. And if you walked over to any Division I program, you'd see good kickers.
Yeah.
But do you see kickers who can make it when you need it? And I'm going to tell you something about Memorial Stadium now. It gets weird in that place sometimes.
Yeah. And you know what I'm talking about? You've talked to enough kickers. I've talked to enough kickers. You remember Drew Brown talking about just like sometimes you're out there guessing how the wind pattern's going to
go. It's not only
you can't use the tassels.
Okay, but it's something else now. It's not only the wind pattern. It's the fan pattern. People are on edge about this kicking discussion, and I think we're all going to feel it when they walk out there to kick.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to
feel it. People felt it in the spring game when they were missing kicks.
Every kick is going to feel like pressure because of this discussion. It's not our fault.
It's a valid discussion. It's a huge concern.
But you see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Until they make an X number in a row, we're all going to be like, oh, God, here we go.
But even then,
right?
Even then, I mean, Connor Culp was the Big Ten kicker of the year and mm-hmm. came back and had nothing the following year.
And he blew up. He blew up in a bad way.
I don't know that people will feel good about kicking until Nebraska is putting together the run of, Henry Maher, Patrick Smith.
Three straight
right.
seasons.
Right. But that's here's the other thing. We got pretty lucky to see what we did. College kickers generally aren't that good. Like, there's a reason that's a trending hashtag every Saturday during college football season.
What's that?
College football kickers.
Yeah.
College kickers, whichever it is.
College kickers.
I mean, look, we've seen games, high-profile games where teams have had kickers miss extra points. I mean, it's not unusual. It's a pressure cooker.
It is.
Here's the thing to remember, too. You play in the conference where special teams is at its absolute apex. Everyone else in the Big Ten, I don't know about the new teams coming in, but all of the original teams or the original 14 sounds so stupid, whatever. All of those teams generally were an A to an A-plus on kicking and punting, while Nebraska was an F. Yeah. How many times have you watched a kicker from the Big Ten walk off Nebraska? How many times have you watched a punter.
A lot.
Stick Iowa. It inside the five.
A lot.
Then you think back, how many times have I watched Nebraska do it?
Not enough.
You got Lane McCollum.
Oh.
I can't think of a 20-yard I genuinely cannot think of punts where they have pinned Big Ten teams inside the five-yard line.
Not very much.
But I've seen it happen in Nebraska probably 15 times in the last 5 years.
You're preaching to the choir now. And this is now, listen, what you hope is that John Hole and Tristan Alvano are listening to the show and saying, oh, these guys. God, listen.
No trust, no faith.
Listen to these guys. I believe
in the talent of Tristan Alvano.
Yeah.
I want to know that he's healthy. And I was fine going forward because Nebraska's had multiple kickers that have started as freshmen. Chris Brown, Drew Brown. That had 60 percentile field goals made and then ended up being pretty good by the time they left here. I don't think there's any shame in a freshman struggling.
No,
I didn't like
I don't either.
The fact that he wasn't really able to practice during, and then there's an injury and it just, I wanted a clean runway. Right. We didn't get
a
lot of ice on the runway. Yeah, couldn't land the plane how we wanted to. We're still hovering around.
The plane's got sideways on the runway. It's never good.
So I believe in Tristan Alvano's talent.
Mm-hmm.
I would have liked a cleaner path of getting there to this year.
When we come back, we'll have extended Mike Schaefer with Bill's Thrills. We're going to do a Mike Schaefer continue with that. How about that? Bill's Thrills would be Schaefer continue today. How about that? All right?
I want to hear the two other things that could derail the season. That's what I'd like to hear.
That's Bill's Schaefer's takes today.
I mean, we got to put that stuff out there.
Next, an early break on the ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.